Hello and welcome to Live Action Replay, recorded on 16th of January 2018. This is your one-stop shop for all things esports from a distinctly Australian point of view. I am your host, Mitch, and joining me this week, as always, are Joel and Adam.
Welcome, hello, guys.
Hi.
Have you had a fun week?
Yeah, quite a few games there.
It's been a big week in esports.
Yeah, it has.
So, going through some of the results of the week. It's just the first week of the OWL, so we're all in, very excited. So, winners of each game, should we go through the big ones or go through the lot? What do you think?
I think covering probably the big highlight ones that we each watched. So, like, Adam, you started off first with your games.
Yeah, so it was the Dallas Fuel versus Old Dynasty. It was a very close match, which I wasn't expecting, because Seoul's been dominating all their other games.
Mm. Yeah, this is probably the only game I've seen Seoul score less than 4.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very close. I think Seoul's just making a few silly mistakes, but at the same time, they still looked very impressive. Mm-hmm. I think it was just a few little hiccups here and there that I think made the game so close.
Okay. I think they're doing it on purpose.
You reckon?
I think they're taunting them.
So they're just so confident.
If they didn't do these mistakes to taunt them, they would have done 4-0. But because of this, they're kind of close. And I think they're like stepping the boundaries to see, okay.
So you think that they're just overconfident because they've been winning so hard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, wouldn't you? If you've won 4-0, what, 3-4 times in the past preseason, you'd feel pretty confident.
Yeah, that's true.
So Seoul Dynasty won 1-2 by the end of the 4 rounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The next big one, for me at least, was the... that was you, wasn't it? The Philadelphia Fusion and Houston Outlaws? Was that
the one that I liked most? The two games I watched was the Fusion and Outlaws and Uprising and Excelsior.
Yeah.
Excelsior was the big one that I enjoyed watching. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a particularly close one where Excelsior won the first match and then Uprising won the second. But during the third game, they decided to sub in just one player, and it was Pike.
Yep.
For one map, and he absolutely dominated to the point where the second match that Uprising couldn't even capture the point at all because Pike with McCree had just so much control. It was probably in the first 30 seconds he had his ultimate ready.
Wow.
He was quick. He hit every shot he ever had.
It was perfect. What the map was?
No.
Okay.
Wait, yes, the one with the big hole.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, roger.
I need to learn the maps as well.
We'll
as
learn the maps,
team.
Yeah. We're still early at this. It's still early days. We'll get better as we go. And the Fusion versus Outlaws, this was the Fusion's first official match that we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And they came home with a win, which was surprising.
They did. It was a close one, though. It was sitting at 2-2 for the final match. So they had to push them. They had to do a... what's it called?
Like an overtime?
Yes, yeah. An overtime. So they had to do that. It was... You could really see Fusion was a lot more aggressive than what the Outlaws were.
Yeah.
So they had a lot of plays where Fusion tried to get Genji to more or less spawn camp one of the supports coming out.
Oh, really?
To try and stop them. He did fail a few times, but their tactics were trying to just limit their supports.
They were just trying to stall.
So rather than sticking as a group, they tried a few tactics, which that might have led them to win it.
Hmm.
But it was good seeing. It was a good game.
Excellent.
And yours, Mitch?
I watched Spitfire versus Philadelphia Fusion because I had high hopes for both of them, really. I wanted to see Philadelphia do well. Spitfire kind of just snowballed and, yeah, they won every single game. There was barely any competition there.
Mm.
I'm very happy because of my personal allegiance to Spitfire, but that's different. Excelsior versus Houston Outlaws was actually quite an interesting game as well.
Mm-hmm.
We had a bit more of a closer match with 1-2-1 throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
It was it was very surprising. There were a lot of 4-0s in this week.
Mm-hmm. And you can tell which teams got the 4-0s?
Yeah, you can tell. So we had Valiant and Gladiators win against Shock and Dragons, and Spitfire and Dynasty versus again, win against Fusion and Gladiators.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It's going to be a very, very interesting season as we move forward.
Mm.
Moving into the CSGO E-League Major 2018 qualifiers.
Mm-hmm.
So we have mentioned this a few times in the show before.
Yes.
Effectively, this is the qualifying round leading into the proper E-League. The 16 teams that are competing in this, 8 of them will go through to the next proper E-League major games with the eight teams who were top of the rank last year.
Yep.
So as of this moment, because the games are still going on as we speak, the top six, which I'm interpreting as the ones that are definitely going to go through,
yeah,
are C9, G2, Sega Squadron, Mouse Esports, Nautis Vincere, Liquid, Space Soldiers, and FaZe. So that was actually eight. I just kept reading. the current matches at the moment, Renegades versus Avanja and Nautis Vincere versus Liquid. There might be some shifting around in that area. So just keep an eye on that and we'll cover the games next week.
Yeah.
So current rankings. So top four in the OWL at this moment, each technically rank one.
Yes.
Are Los Angeles Valiant, Seoul Dynasty, New York Excelsior, and London Spitfire.
I do enjoy that it's the teams that we all picked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's good to see in our mind we can see who's the top ones.
Yeah.
Especially your predictions were the highlights.
Yeah, we went through all the predictions from last week and every single one of them was correct.
Yeah.
So if that's going to be interesting moving forward. Yeah. So have you got any ideas of who's going to, how that top four is going to shift, or do you think it's going to shift at all?
I mean, I hope that Dynasty pulls ahead, obviously, because they're the team.
Well, they're all equal at the moment.
Yeah.
No particular order.
But like in the following weeks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I hope they'll pull ahead.
You can see a lot of shifting happening, but I really feel like Seoul Dynasty is just going to remain in the top four no matter what.
I think London might drop or Valiant might drop and we might see some other teams come in. But in the next few weeks, we'll have to have a look at that.
Until I really see like the top team actually verse each other, that's when I'll know who's going to be the top ones. Because if Seoul Dynasty versus Excelsior, that's the one game I want to see.
Yeah. We've got one coming up this week, don't we?
Yes.
We'll cover that when we get to our coming up games. But before then, we have a little treat, kind of. In our research, we're trying to understand each of the teams coming into each of the different leagues we're covering. So I've decided that we're going to have a look at order in the OPL this week.
Mm-hmm.
So the order has replaced the disbanded Regicide squad for the upcoming 2018 Oceanic Pro League season. And it's supposedly led by Gerard Murphy Consulting. That's the company that owns them.
Okay.
So we're not really getting a lot of main sports teams, like real, I don't know, it's hard, I don't want to call it real sports, like athletic sport teams.
Yeah.
Yep. We're seeing more consulting firms and IEC and computer products. The roster has also been revealed by Snowball Esports, which is where we got this information, which looks like a new threat to the OPL scene. So for top, we've got James Shoot or Tally. Jungle, we've got Samuel Brodley or Spooks. Mid, we've got Simon Papamarcos as Swiffer. AD carry is Victor Juan as FBI. And support is Jake Sharwood as Rogue. So this team has been put together by one of the OPL casters from last year, Spawn. And he'll be heading the team and keeping an eye on their composition and their strategies.
Okay. He was one of the better casters.
He was an amazing caster.
Yeah.
He was my favorite. Now we've got Fish and Hingers? I think Hingers is one of the casters.
Sounds right, yeah.
You can go find them on Twitter at @order_army. So I'm keen to see how these guys go.
I am. The new teams, I just want to see them do very well. I really want them to take down the top four teams, or what we really think is going to win, which is the Dire Wolves, Chiefs Esports, and Legacy. They're the top three.
Yeah.
I want them to actually eventually fall. You were saying that Dire Wolves won last time.
Yeah.
Hopefully, Order and everyone else can have a chance to do this.
Well, we'll see that this week, because this week coming up, we have on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we've got Overwatch games from mid-morning till afternoon. CSGO's E-League is going from Thursday through to Monday, pretty much constantly, because it's all Atlanta time, so it'll be 1 a.m. through. And for League of Legends, we've got the EULCS on Saturday and Sunday, starting at around 2 and 3 a.m. both days, going till about early morning. The NALCS will go pretty much after that at 8 a.m. both days until about 1 on Sunday and Monday. And the OPL will go from 1 till 7 on Saturday and Sunday. So there's a lot of esports to watch, but none of them really clash. So if you just want to sit in front of your computer watching esports from 3 a.m. till 7... go for it. Sunday's your best day for that, though.
Yeah.
So, upcoming matches that are going to really shine for us. Anything you want to...
Yes, for the OWL, we have the New York Excelsiors versus the Los Angeles Valiants. So that's the one of the top games that's going to be happening because they are both in the top four. Mm-hmm. This is really going to see who's going to shine and more or less be higher up for everyone else.
Yeah, it's also East versus West Coast, mm-hmm. so there'll be a lot of rivalry going mm-hmm. on there. And that's on Friday?
Yes, that is from Friday at 10 a.m.
So all our times are in Australian Eastern Standard Time, if you weren't aware. Mm-hmm. But the EULCS, Adam's going to be covering that for this week.
Yes, I think the biggest one, the LCS always pretty much puts the biggest matches at the start, I guess, yeah. just to grab some more viewership. So I think the biggest match of this week will be G2 Esports versus the Misfits. Mm-hmm. But the Misfits have had a total revamp, and G2 Esports have lost their shining bottom lane. So
I personally think Misfits are probably going to take this one.
Yeah, I think without Venomithy, I think G2 might struggle. But we'll see
it's
how it goes.
Still G2, though.
Yeah, they are still G2. You know, they've won so many splits in the last yeah. couple of years. Yeah.
I think G2 is going to win it.
Though, yeah. remember what happened at Worlds.
Yeah, sure.
You can never go just on a name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, in the OPL, our first OPL match of 2018 on Saturday at 1, we've got Chiefs Esports Club versus Direwolves at... I'm thinking that the Direwolves are going to take this.
Much like what you were saying with EU, they always start with the banger of the teams.
Yeah.
And I think Direwolves, Chiefs Esports, Direwolves won last time, but I feel like Chiefs might have something.
Maybe. We'll see what happens.
But the one after that is the Tectonic versus Order.
Yes, that one's at 4 p.m.
Yes, so it'd be good to see. These are the
new teams.
So we're going to see if it will Order actually reign and come up out of top, or Tectonic's new itself.
Yeah, both the NALCS and the OPL both have, I think, two or three new teams.
Yes.
Yep.
And it's going to be very interesting to see how they all perform. Personally, I think Orders might take this with their wealth of experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to rule out Tectonic. Following that, on the Sunday, we've got Los Angeles Valiant versus London Spitfire at 5 a.m. That will be a good match because both of these teams have beaten the same teams both in the preseason yeah. and last week yeah. and this week gone. Personally, I'm going to go Spitfire. I might be biased there.
I think so. They are your team.
But from what I've seen of the Spitfire, they have had an easier time winning at teams that Valiants have had harder mm-hmm. time winning against. And then we go into the NALCS.
Yes.
This so we're seeing the start of the NALCS on this coming Sunday.
Always starting strong.
Yeah. Always starting strong.
I think a lot of people have been talking about this match. People are talking about it as the two new big headers. It's always sort of been TSM and CLG
mm-hmm.
as sort of like, you know, the two big heavy hitters. But people are saying that, you know, Team Liquid is now going to be the new team. You know, they're not going to be the joke fourth, you know, place mm-hmm. every year, you know, or, you know, getting the relegations.
Well, clearly the organisers are thinking that as well because they've put them straight up against
yeah,
TSM.
Well, the team is so stacked. I mean, like, even just bringing Doublelift on a team just, you know, put you leagues ahead. Personally, I think I'm voting for Team Liquid. I think they'll take this out.
Yep.
I
think TSM is going to have some meshing issues and communication issues, mm-hmm. and I think Team Liquid's just going to win just purely.
And that one's at 8 a.m. on the Sunday for
yeah.
us. Cool. So this is NALCS and OPL are a bit different now. They didn't yep. used to be. OPL's still best of three,
mm-hmm.
whereas the NALCS is best of one.
Yeah, and NALCS have always done that.
Have they?
I think in the first early matches, it's always best of one. Then yeah. when it gets to the later season where you get the top teams that breaks off into the tournament brackets.
Oh, okay.
That's when it's best of three and then
so
best
that's
of
when
five.
That's when I started watching this. Mm. So that's yeah. why I was under that assumption. My mm-hmm. apologies.
So last split, it was all best of three, even mm-hmm. in the regular season.
Okay.
But now they've changed it back to best of one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
so last year it was like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to get a game every hour pretty much from 8 a.m. till midday.
Yeah.
I will be watching the game after that, which is 100 Thieves versus Optic Gaming.
Yeah. I have high hopes for 100 Thieves, personally.
Me too.
I'm not a big fan of the idea of the green wall or all these COD fans coming over to League of Legends.
Yeah. It's going to be hard because the organizer of 100 Thieves was in Optic.
Yeah.
And then you've got Optic Gaming here. So it is a massive rivalry.
So the 100 Thieves guy is likely going to know how Optic thinks.
Yeah.
What? Then again, he did state that he knows very little when it comes to League of Legends.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful.
He got someone else, like an actual coach to... It's
someone
an actual
who knows.
Coach. Yes, yeah. Who knows League of Legends. He's just the one who formed it.
Wonderful.
So,
And I just don't have much faith in the Optic Gaming roster. Like, it just seems like they've just bought a bunch of players. Like, they've even brought...
That's what Team Liquid did.
Well, three of the players have actually been on the same team, CLG, in the past.
Okay.
So I think they have a bit of synergy there. But Optic, it just... they even brought a player over from EU, Power of Evil, who's in the mid lane. But I mean, like, Top, Zig, Jungle Acadian, I think they've all been in teams that are very mediocre. Mm. None of them really stand out. I mean, I think ADC Arrow is probably, like, their biggest strength. I think if they can play around him, they might have a chance. But I don't know.
It sounds like it's going to be a good game of League to watch, though,
yeah,
anyway.
But I'm definitely rooting for the 100 Thieves.
Man, like, just pick it just for that.
That's terrible.
Well, he's a good player. Yeah. He's a good shot caller. He was the shot caller for the previous team that he was on.
CLG, yeah. And then the last game that I'm looking forward to is CLG versus Cloud9.
I'm going for Cloud9 because I'm starting to realize a pattern about myself. But from what I've seen of these two, I would very much like to go for the underdog in this situation.
Well, I don't really think there is underdog. I think these two are pretty evenly matched. Like, I think
they're more top teams rather than being underdogs.
Yeah.
Of the two, I meant C9 being a bit less than the CLG, because as you mentioned, CLG pretty much were one of the top two last season.
But they did replace their jungler, which I think is probably an improvement, because Omar Gold, he was pretty much almost just a sub, because they did have Dardock, and then they had some issues because he's very toxic, so they got in their sub jungler, and they just didn't do very well, because he just wasn't up to scratch. But Rainovo is a great shot caller. He was on Immortals. And then Bifrost, which I think, you know, he's one of my favourite support players.
You've mentioned that many, many times.
Yeah.
I'm keen to see if this Bifrost play kind of meets the expectations you've given me.
Well, it's funny because Bifrost is now playing with Stixxay, who was Doublelift's rookie, because Bifrost was with Doublelift last season, and Stixxay was also Aframu's partner. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like their ex-partners have now teamed up.
Oh, wow.
So
wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, those are all the big games for the week coming. If you want to see our full schedule of all the games coming up, you can check out the link in our description. That will be constantly updated, so no matter which episode you're listening to, you'll see what games are coming up, as well as the results of the ones that have passed. That's it from us at Live Action Replay this week. Make sure that if you like what we're doing here, to let us know in an iTunes review, tweet at LAR_podcast, or let us know on Live Action Replay's Facebook page. We'll see you next time.